continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball. Post-game coverage here on 94.3 KNIA tonight, as well as KNIA 3, the stream. Joined now by Norwalk boys coach Aaron Pelzer following the Warriors' 47-40 defeat here at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln tonight. You made a nice 8-0 run early in the game there, got up 8-4. I think you had one more lead, and then the rest of the night was playing from behind. I showed a lot of heart tonight, never gave up.
Oh, man, did we fight hard. And that's the one thing that we just talked about in there. I don't know. I know at halftime they had 14 offensive rebounds. My guess is they had over 20 by the time the game was over. And I think the fact that we were able to keep it to a 7-point game, giving up over 20 offensive rebounds, shows how hard we did fight. Couple open shots away from being right there. I think they banked in a three. I thought they got a three off a moving screen that the official said he missed. And but that's basketball. That's how it works. I could not be prouder of the fight of that group that was out there tonight, and just our whole group in general. And that's something that our program has always prided ourselves on, is we fight harder than anybody, and that's kind of what we try to do, and we certainly did that tonight.
We'll talk about the seniors as a group later, but Grady Sigrist leads you with 20 points tonight, 13 in the second half, and he really kind of put the team on his shoulders there in the third quarter to keep him in the game, was making some really tough shots.
Yeah, they did a good job on Grady. He did make some tough shots. He made some strong drives to the rim. He played awesome for us. We would have been in a world of hurt without him getting us some buckets there in the second half when they were trying to extend the lead a little bit. And he played a confident basketball game and had an outstanding career here for us.
Creighton Bracker, the 6'7 senior for Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. You hold him to 8 points tonight. He didn't have a 2-point field goal until late in the game. Obviously, that was kind of the defensive strategy tonight. You threw some double and triples at him, but some of those role players ended up hitting some big shots for AL.
Yeah, they did. That's what we just talked about. Like, we did everything in our game plan we wanted to do. We didn't want him to beat us. We held him to 8 points. I would have thought, it kind of was a close game. I would have thought that gave us a good chance to win, and I thought we did a good job. They did a couple shots, and I thought there were a couple times where we didn't do a good job of guarding the dribble out of scrambles, and I think they got a couple of easy layups. But, like, that's game slippage, and that's basketball, and it just happens.
The physicality of the game, especially in the first half, really at times almost ridiculous borderline, but your guys hung in there. It seemed like maybe it was a little more evenly called in the second half, but it's tough when the other team shoots 13 free throws in the first half and you don't get there.
Yeah, I think I maybe brought that up to the officials a couple times there in the first half. I try really hard to not get caught up in that kind of stuff, but I did feel like we had some good, strong drives to the basket that finished with us on the ground, and there weren't fouls called. And overall, I'd say they did a good job. I just think they got off to a little bit of a rocky start, in my opinion, but I can't get fined for that, right?
No, I don't think
okay. So.
Nope.
Nobody's listening that's going to fine me. I thought that physicality early kind of knocked the wind out of us a little bit. We did respond, but they definitely set the tone that they were going after those offensive boards early, and we felt it.
Were you guys trying to get back in transition? I know quite a few times when you would take a shot, there wasn't anybody in there for a rebound. Were you just trying to get back and prevent those fast breaks for AL?
Yeah, I think they're 4th and 4A in scoring, and if you watch, they get a lot in transition. We talked about being opportunistic offensive rebounders tonight, and if you weren't in a good position, it really wasn't worth it, especially with their size advantage. We didn't think that we had a great advantage there, so we thought we'd kind of try to slow the game down by getting into transition. And shoot, I think they average almost 70 a game, and we held them to 47, so I thought that was fairly successful. But yeah, that was kind of part of what we talked about.
Again, we're visiting with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer here on post-game coverage on 94.3 KNIA. Warriors fall tonight to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 47-40. Let's take a look at the season overall. You end up 11-12, but that record pretty deceiving. You guys lost to 5 or 6 really high-quality Class 4A opponents in there, a couple of close losses in there in the conference to Dallas Center Grimes, who beat this team. So, I mean, 11-12 probably doesn't sum up your season.
It doesn't. I told the guys at our banquet and everybody that was there, this is by far the hardest Norwalk basketball schedule that we've ever put together. I think outside of our loss to Indianola, every single one of those teams is going to be playing to go to the state tournament and was a 1 or 2 seed. Most of the 4A teams we played this year were ranked, and we fought like crazy, every single one of those. But I can without hesitation say that this was the most difficult schedule. especially non-conference. Obviously, Pella and DCG are really solid in our conference. But definitely non-conference, this was the most difficult schedule we've ever put together.
You're going to graduate 7 seniors off this team, including all 5 starters. Pretty rare to have a group like that. We've talked about them before, but what have these 7 guys meant to the program?
You know, this is my first group that I've had for 4 years. So this is my 4th year. They were freshmen. I moved a couple of them up because my first year I had some seniors that decided not to go out, and I didn't have a varsity roster that was big enough to compete in practice. So, shoot, some of those guys have been with me for 4 years. Mason and Cam and Grady were all a part of that. Tim came up later that year. And so, yeah, it's definitely it's definitely different. You build such a good – you build a little relationship over those 4 years, whether it's ups and downs or good times and bad times. It's it's tricky to even really know what to say in the locker room.
Absolutely. I'm looking ahead to next year quickly. You returned some guys that played a lot of minutes for you here. Audric will be back next year, Audric Pelzer. Tillman Papkin's done some really good things this year. So those are a couple of the pieces that you'll have to build around next year. What's the future look like for Warrior Hoops?
I don't think we're going anywhere. I think we'll be fine. We got some guys that are hungry for bigger opportunities and those types of things. We have some good young players. I'm working on maybe a football player, maybe getting back off basketball, football player too, actually.
That was Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer following Friday's season-ending sub-state semifinal loss at Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln.